What's good, everybody? I'm Alan Stein Jr., and this is a bonus episode for season 12 of the Raise Your Game Show. This entire season, including these 8 bonus episodes, are entirely focused on sustaining both individual and organizational excellence, which not coincidentally is the theme of my new book, Sustain Your Game: High Performance Keys to Manage Stress, Avoid Stagnation, and Beat Burnout. This season will highlight several of the top lessons and strategies directly from my book. I sure hope you enjoy. And if you do, would you be open to investing in a copy or 10? Every book sale takes me closer to putting my kids through college and achieving my goal of being unfathomably wealthy. Isn't that a movement you'd like to support? I'm obviously kidding. I'm proud of this book and I believe deeply in its message and simply want to get it in as many hands as possible and truly make a difference in the way our society copes with stress, stagnation, and burnout. Check out sustainyourgamebook.com to order for yourself or for your entire team. That's sustainyourgamebook.com.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, and if you find yourself craving even more of my smooth, silky, sexy voice above and beyond this podcast, you will love the audiobook version of Sustain Your Game. It will offer you an incredibly unique listening experience as we've enriched my narration with music and have included over 20 minutes of exclusive bonus content that is not found in the physical book, a virtual Q&A with me and Reese Davis of ESPN. Once again, this bonus content can only be accessed through the audiobook. You can download a copy wherever you purchase your audiobooks and immediately start to sustain your game. All right, I think we can all agree that's more than enough self-promotion for one show. So please sit back and enjoy this bonus story. When Diane Van Deren was in her 20s, the epilepsy that she experienced as a child came back with a vengeance. Though she tried various treatments and interventions, she found only one thing stopped the seizures: running. Whenever she felt the sense that a seizure was coming on, she'd lace up her shoes and take off for a long-distance run through the national park near her house. At 37, Diane had brain surgery to remove a golf ball-sized portion of her brain, which left her entirely seizure-free. However, it came with a strange side effect. She no longer has any short-term memory. It causes struggles in her daily life, and it makes it difficult for her to follow trails, but there's an upside. In distance running, where obstacles are both physiological and psychological, having no short-term memory is a gift. It's better than big lungs or strong calves. Because she is always focused on the present moment, Diane is never dragged down by the thoughts about where she is, how far she's come, or where she's going. She can run farther and longer than anyone else because she has a superpower that very few have. She's always focused on the present moment. Be where your feet are. It's so simple, yet increasingly difficult in our modern world, and it is the first step to reducing stress in your life. This is becoming increasingly more challenging, given the constant bombardment of distractions we face nearly every moment of every day. If I had to pick one fundamental strategy to help manage stress, it's to live in the present moment. Even if the present moment is stressful, A, you'll be able to handle it better when you focus on it, and B, there's only so much stress one present moment can offer. Stop getting upset over events from your past and getting anxious about a future that hasn't happened yet and may not happen at all. That's time travel, and it actually increases stress. Stay where you can have an impact. Right here, right now. Well, that's it for this bonus episode. Thank you so much for investing your time with me. I hope I helped you sustain your game. If you're open-minded and committed to investing in yourself or your team, please visit sustainyourgamebook.com. Your support means the world to me.